And joined now by the man himself, Mr. Joe Telamo, who flew all night long to get to Monmouth Park. He arrived there about 5:30 this morning, and he is with us now here on HRN. Joe, first of all, thanks for taking the time, and I don't know how you do it, my friend. I hope you could sleep on a plane.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Yeah, actually, me and Mike Smith both flew together, but we both slept pretty good on there, so that helps.
You know, I was thinking back to the first time that you joined us on this program, and I can't remember if it was 2007, maybe. That kind of sounds right, when we stopped by the fairgrounds for the Louisiana Derby, and you were there.
Back when I was a kid.
Yeah, back when.
You were 17, I think.
You're still a kid.
You were riding for Bobby Frankel.
I was 17 in 07.
You were very fortunate to be able to ride for Bobby Frankel when you were an apprentice, because everybody that ever did that turned out to be an excellent rider, and you're no exception to that rule. I fell in love with you that day, and I still love you.
Oh, thank you. No, he was a really big part of me coming out to California. If it wasn't for him, I'm not sure where I'd be riding. But he was definitely the one that steered me out here.
Joe, you've come such a long way since that first interview with us all those years ago, and you're still at the top of your game. You've won nearly 2,000 races in your career, countless graded stakes, and looking to add the Haskell to that list later today. Tell us about Mucho Gusto.
He's really training unbelievable. As you said earlier, I mean, he's got 5 wins, a second and a third. I mean, he's really a model of consistency. You can do anything with him. I mean, he's such a quick horse out the gate, so right away he puts you in the race. He's quick enough to go to the lead, but he can definitely sit off it. He's actually better if he can have a little target in front of him. But so many times he just breaks so quick, he naturally ends up in front. So it's going to be interesting the first 16th of a mile, really, because really the 4 horses inside him, any one of them could show speed, and then obviously Maximum Security is a really quick horse, so it's going to be interesting who commits and who doesn't on the first 16th or 8th of a mile.
How long does it take you to know what your strategy is going to be when you come out of that starting gate?
I mean, it really depends with the different type of horse you ride, but with him, I mean, like I said, he's one, he's a pretty good gate horse, so you don't want to take that away from him. You definitely want him to break good and secure a good position, and then kind of see what everyone else does. I mean, if 2 or 3 go out there crazy, I mean, obviously I don't want to really be a part of that, so hopefully we'll try and sit off. But then again, if everyone's kind of looking around and seeing what everyone else is doing, then you could steal away with easy fractions, then we'll take that as well.
Yeah, he's an interesting horse, because on the Brisnet PPs, their late pace figures, he went to the lead the previous race, the Las Barrera, and he finished with a 100 late pace rating, and last time he sat off the pace and he finished with 100, so he can finish regardless of what he has to do early, and that's got to give you a ton of confidence going into this race.
Absolutely, and I love the pose for him. Anytime he can draw outside a little bit helps, because a few times, especially in the Summit Park Derby when he drew the rail, it's kind of tough, because like I said, he breaks so good, you don't want to take that away from him. But then again, once he secures a lead, you're kind of stuck if someone else comes and pressures you, you know. So when he draws good like that, that's such a big advantage for him, because like I said, he breaks really sharp to secure a good position, but at the same time, he can settle well too.
Joe, you get a leg up from the Hall of Famer Bob Baffert, who has won the Haskell more than any trainer in history. He's looking for number 9 this afternoon with Mucho Gusto. How cool is that, to be able to walk into the paddock, shake his hand, and know you're getting a leg up from a legend like that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I've been real fortunate. Really, last summer, he started putting me on a lot of horses. And really, ever since then, I've been working for him pretty much every morning. And he's really given me a lot of good opportunities, and especially with a horse like Mucho Gusto. It's always a pleasure to ride good horses like that. So I'm very fortunate.
Walk us through your preparation. How do you get ready for a big race like this? You already touched on some of the horses to your inside, and of course, Maximum Security and the speed and all those types of things. But how do you do it? Are you watching replays? Are you pouring over the PPs and the racing form? What's your strategy? How do you get ready?
Really, a little bit of all that. Actually, all the preparation's pretty much done. I know the form in and out of all of them. And actually, on race replays, I really like to watch a lot, because, I mean, sometimes you read something on the form and you watch the replay and it's something totally different, you know. So I really like to go back and watch stuff like that. But I mean, really, after that, it's one of those things, once you have it in your mind, you don't really want to overthink it either. You know, I mean, you can study the form for 8 hours. I mean, it's not going to change automatically. So, I mean, once you have a game plan, plan A, B, and C, and know all your horses, I mean, that's about as much as you can do.
Yeah, the ABC plan, Johnny Velasquez uses that with great authority, and it's a good one. You've always been a good reader of the past performances, even when you were just a kid, as you say. You always were good reading the form. Did you grow up going to the track?
Absolutely. My dad took me there. When I was 7 to read, taught me how to read, and then his dad went to the track and taught him, so it's kind of in the blood.
Your dad, when he used to take you there, Joe, it was your dad, I mean, obviously he was a fan, but was he involved in the sport in any other way?
Yes, he was. He actually, for a little while, he trained, not a lot. He had like 2 or 3 horses, but he was an assistant trainer for an old trainer called Connie DeCistro, and he worked for him for about 20-something years, just in the wintertime at the fairgrounds. And that's actually how I started going out with him in the mornings when I was about 6 or 7 during Christmas vacation, and then it got to be every weekend I would go out with him just because I fell in love with it, and then and that's really how I got my start, just falling in love with the game at the fairgrounds, and then just kind of working my way up from there.
Talking with jockey Joe Talamo here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. As I mentioned at the top of the interview, his win total currently sits at 1,965, so closing in on the 2,000 win milestone. Joe, is that something that crosses your mind? Are you aware of that milestone looming on the horizon?
I'm actually not.
Now you are.
I didn't even know. I actually didn't know.
You want me to hit him for you?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, you know, you're going to the races with your dad. I mean, would you ever in your wildest dreams think you'd be sitting here just shy of 2,000 wins as a jockey?
I mean, you always hope and dream about that, but I mean, until you get close to that, not really. And it's flown by. I mean, I started riding in June of 06, and I mean, it seems like that was a few years ago. It really flies by.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, I remember you sitting there at that picnic table near the paddock at Fairgrounds, and you know, we were talking to you, and when you left, I said to Mike, this kid's really going places, and my handicapping was good at least, but you know, it doesn't seem like that long ago. I mean, it's amazing how time flies.
Yeah, it really does. And like I said, over the years, I've just been very fortunate to ride some really good horses for some really good outfits too. So hopefully we can keep that trend going.
Joe, that's the only mount that you have today at Monmouth, and that race won't go until nearly 6 o'clock tonight. So how do you keep your mind busy, or do you? Or do you just try to get some rest? What's the day going to be like for Joe Talamo before the Haskell?
Actually, we're about to... My wife, Elizabeth, actually flew out here from Los Angeles, so we're actually going to meet some friends who drove up from Washington, D.C., some really good friends of ours. So we're going to actually, in about 30 minutes, just go get a quick little breakfast, hang out for a little bit, and I'm going to get to the track. I'll probably get to the track a little bit before noon or something. Really just relax. I'll probably go take a little nap and then watch. I'd like to, especially when I'm out of town, watch a lot of the races all day just to kind of see if there's any kind of a track bias or and stuff like that. So I'll definitely be paying attention to that.
A lot's been made about the heat at Monmouth and around the East Coast today. What can you tell us? Is it steamy there right now?
A little bit. But trust me, I've ridden in the heat at Louisiana Downs before, so I don't think it can get any worse than that. So, but I know they have a lot of really good protocols today with misters and short post parades. So, and they've done that at Santa Anita too as well. I mean, there was days where it got close to 100 degrees where we just went straight to the gate, very short post parades. They had ice water ready, and everything worked out fine. So I'm sure Monmouth is going to be just about the same.
Yeah, he's jockey Joe Talamo. And, Joe, we know it's a busy day. You've got your wife coming in. Go enjoy the rest of your day, and all the best in the Haskell. Good luck with Mucho Gusto, and most importantly, safe trip out there, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.